Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 32. We make earthenware fast. There was a conversation between two 19th century redware potters that, well, never actually happened. Their little chat was just, on one hand, a letter to a friend and, on the other hand, a newspaper ad written in another state several decades later. These documents were paired over 200 years later by a curious potter looking for interesting pottery stories from the past, and done in a way that could almost be considered a conversation. Norman Judd worked in Rome, New York, starting in 1814. Rome was a frontier boom town at the time, catering to fortune seekers on their way to the Western Reserve, present-day Ohio. In such a place, people cared only about cheap, instant access to the necessities of life. Anyone willing to mass-produce pottery could make a quick buck. Bennington-trained Judd was just the guy for the job. He described his life in a letter to a friend. Quote, "We make earthenware fast. Have burned 8 kilns since the 8th of last May, amounting to $1,500. Ware here is ready cash. It is now 8 o'clock at night. I have just done turning bowls. I rest across my mold bench while writing. No wonder if I do make wild shots." Unquote. James Greer faced a very different situation. When he started his Mount Jordan pottery in Oxford, Pennsylvania in 1828, the competition was fierce and growing fiercer. Greer and his son Ralph, who took over the shop in 1837, followed the, by then, common path of advertising their talents in local newspapers to set themselves apart from the crowd. Most 19th century pottery ad language tended to the best there ever was sort of hyperbole. But Ralph Greer took a slightly different tack. An 1868 notice in the Oxford Press read, quote, "Earthenware of all kinds of the very best quality. No poor ware cracked up and foisted upon the public." Unquote. What busy potter has not at one time or another teetered into the depths of the chasm exposed between these two sentiments? Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember, take care of yourself.